Podquiz 1007. Hi there, and welcome to Podquiz 1007. I have a couple of thank yous before we start. Thanks to PayPal donor Peter, and to new Patreon patron Remy.
Round one.
We start this week with an annual anthems music round. You're going to hear four pieces of music, for which I would like both artist and title. And for number five, I'd like you to tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Question one. Question two. Question three.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read.
Question four. Question five.
So yeah, I'd like you to tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Round two.
Round two is on Oxygen.
Question six.
What is the common name for the chemical where two hydrogen atoms are bonded to an oxygen atom?
Question 7.
Oxygen makes up what percentage of the Earth's atmosphere? 21%, 31%, or 41%?
Question 8.
Which less stable allotrope of oxygen can form in the presence of ultraviolet light or in electrical discharges?
Question 9.
What name is given to an organism that does not require oxygen to survive?
Question 10.
What colour is liquid oxygen?
Round 3.
Round 3 is Famous Voices. You're about to hear five short clips of famous people speaking, and for each, I would like you to tell me their name.
Question 11.
In case you haven't heard of this game, the idea is that any actor alive or dead can be connected to me through our work in six steps or less. And I'm going to give you an example. I randomly picked Rudolph Valentino. Rudolph Valentino in 1922 was in Beyond the Rocks. He was in it with Gertrude Astor, who did Daddy Long Legs in 1955 with James Cromwell, who was in Beyond All Boundaries in 2009 with me. That gives Rudolph...
Question 12.
So I took my portfolio to Brian Epstein's office and left it there a few days and went back to pick it up. And they said, oh, he really likes your pictures. Yes, you may photograph the Beatles, and he'd like to buy two of your photographs. Well, I love animals, and I don't think we should eat them. I'm not strict. I just think we should eat the grain direct rather than via a dead animal.
Question 13.
I think it was Friends Like These, because I remember Ellen DeGeneres had a show called, I think, These Friends of Mine. So this one was Friends Like Us, or Friends Like These. Yeah, Friends Like Us. Everyone loves this one, and... Oh, I went straight to the producers, so that was good. And it was Phoebe, and the audition piece was this monologue. I mean, the drag about a monologue is you're not listening and responding.
Question 14.
Many people don't know my real name because it's a very long name. It's Edson Arantes do Nascimento. No, this is normal, as you said. In Brazil, it's very normal. They kick the ball with inside foot, outside foot, but you must practice together.
Question 15.
Creating the web was really mainly an act of desperation, because the situation without it was very, very, very difficult when I was working at CERN later. It was most of the technology which involved in the web, like the hypertext, like the internet, multi-font text objects, had all been designed already. I just had to put them together.
Round 4.
The fun around this week is food and drink.
Question 16.
Which company's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices is one of the best-known trade secrets in the catering industry?
Question 17.
Ouzo is a dry anise-flavoured aperitif that is associated with which country?
Question 18.
Which mountain appears in the logo of the Toblerone chocolate bar? The Eiger, the Matterhorn, or Mont Blanc?
Question 19.
Gummy bears are usually made from which gelatinous substance that makes them unsuitable for vegetarians?
Question 20.
Claret is a name for red wine produced in which region of France? I'll be back in 3.5 minutes with the answers. After the snow with New Oxygen.
Christmas Eve, 3 in the morning. No one's here, the cats are yawning. Take my arms in both of your hands. Pull my chest wide open, I understand. There's no rest for liars and cheaters. I'm a good man, but I'm sleepless. Like a lion when you're away, who waits beneath the arena for the killing games. This ancient holiday is the first rock star's birthday. A cheap commercial ploy, hell-bent on selling pricey flights and violent toys.
Something for every little girl and boy.
I miss your body in the shower, washed in Dr. Bronner's power, wrapped in stolen robes of white, previously worn by a girl of the night.
Some take comfort in holy text. I'm an avid reader as well. I like books about death and about sex, but I don't subscribe to the notion of hell. These meals of phantom blood, they do not feed my soul. If I could taste you now, I'd start a new religion.
Take a new vacation.
Breathe some new oxygen.
Answers.
Number one was Crazy Little Thing Called Love by Queen. Number two was Boogie Wonderland by Earth, Wind and Fire. Number four was Escape, the Pina Colada song. If you just said the Pina Colada song, that's fine. And that was by Rupert Holmes.
If you like Pina Colada,
number four was Tragedy by the Bee Gees. And number five, the year was 1979.
Round two.
Round two was on Oxygen. And the answer to number six, the chemical where two hydrogen atoms bond to an oxygen, is water. Number seven, oxygen makes up 21% of the Earth's atmosphere. Number eight, that less stable allotrope of oxygen is ozone. Number nine, an organism that does not require oxygen to survive is an aerobic organism, or anaerobe. And number 10, liquid oxygen is a pale blue colour.
Round 3.
Round 3 was Famous Voices, and the answer to number 11 was Kevin Bacon. Number 12 was Linda McCartney. Number 13 was Lisa Kudrow. Number 14 was Pelé. And number 15 was Tim Berners-Lee.
Round 4.
The final round was food and drink, and the answer to number 16, KFC has its original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. Number 17, ouzo is associated with Greece. Number 18, the Matterhorn appears on the logo of the Toblerone chocolate bar. Number 19, gummy bears are made from gelatin. And number 20, claret comes from Bordeaux. That's it for PodQuiz 1007. Some messages. Shout out to Mark, who I must apologise to, and to Kate, because this message was supposed to be a few weeks ago. Happy birthday to Cha-Cha from Gigi. Happy 30th birthday to Sam, Love, Mel and Monty. Happy 45th anniversary to Janet and Casey from Callan. And, dear Anthony, I wanted to wish you the happiest of birthdays, a day filled with laughter, joy and flowing mountain bike trails. I can't wait to marry you in August. Love, Anna. P.S. Did I get all the questions right? Bye now.